Blackstone Audio presents Angel Landing by Alice Hoffman. This book is read by Tavia Gilbert. Out of Thin Air. 1. One afternoon in early November, the sky slowly began to change color. Although daylight saving had ended a week before, I was still not used to coming home from work in the dark. Now I sat in the parlor of my aunt's house, waiting for the phone to ring. I looked out the window, through the lace curtains, but I wasn't really watching the harbor or the horizon. I was imagining Fisher's Cove as it was that first year my parents and I drove out from Manhattan. That summer was so hot that the pavements buckled beneath the tires of our old car. 20 years ago, the harbor was clean. We could see all the way to Connecticut, even on hazy days, as we sat on the porch of Aunt Minnie's boarding house surrounded by the odor of sea lavender and clams. In those days, the house was full of boarders every summer. All of them bore the name Lansky, and no two of them looked alike. There were blonde Lanskys and brunette ones, Lanskys who had known Aunt Minnie as a girl in Russia, and those who had never met her until they stepped off the boat in New York, even though their passage had been paid for by Minnie alone. Some of the Lanskys were directly related to Minnie. Others were related to her husband Alex, himself a Lansky, a cousin twice removed through divorce and death. Even then, I was not quite convinced that Minnie and I were kin. I was the only relative who refused to eat the vegetarian meals Minnie cooked for all the summer Lanskys. I was the one who refused to be a part of the Lansky chain letters petitioning congressmen and governors to vote.